Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's Monday Motivation episode, I'm going to read from the book Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It by Kamal Ravikant. Quote number one, the key, at least for me, has been to let go. Let go of the ego, let go of attachments, let go of who I think I should be, who others think I should be. And as I do that, the real me emerges. Far, far better than the Kamal I projected to the world. There's a strength in this vulnerability that cannot be described, only experienced. Letting go. My encouragement to you here to think about what it is that you feel like you can let go of or you should let go of. When is your ego holding you back, perhaps from being vulnerable with friends, with a partner, with whoever? When do you have attachments to material things, to control, to specific foods that you need to eat, particularly you feel like you need to eat, to who you're portraying to be, to your children's friends, parents, to your family, to your friends? We all have different facades or facades, however you want to say that, different personalities almost. I'm a different work Lisa than I am with my family, than I am with my friends. And that's totally fine. That I think is sometimes actually even helpful. But only as long as they're all authentic and as long as they're all who we are right now. I have had a lot of shame around, being divorced, for example, because that's not how I pictured my life would be or would look like when I'm 34 years old either. No one gets married dreaming of what it's going to be like when you get divorced. So, you know, letting go of that, of thinking, okay, I'm in my mid-30s almost, I should be at X, Y, Z stage in life. So what is it that you can let go of today as well? Quote number two, this I know, the mind left to itself repeats the same stories, the same loops, mostly ones that don't serve us. So what's practical, what's transformative is to consciously choose a thought, then practice it again and again. With emotion, with feeling, with acceptance. Lay down the synaptic pathways until the mind starts playing it automatically. Do this with enough intensity over time and the mind will have no choice. That's how it operates. Where do you think your original loops came from? I love that. I really, really do. And I really, really think that we can choose more and more what we think, what pops up in our mind. Yes, of course, a lot is automated, but we can influence, as he is explaining here, what we're automating for. And we can intersect, and even if it's hard work, and if it takes time, and if initially it feels like conscious effort, as they always say, you know, we start off doing things, or at first we're unconscious of certain things that we're doing, and then we're consciously trying to learn, consciously incompetent, I believe it's called, and then we're consciously competent, and then we're moving into unconscious competence, and eventually, hopefully, into flow. But of course, even with our thoughts, we initially need to intersect, so at first we're unaware, and then we're consciously practicing, consciously incompetent in terms of having positive feelings or choosing our thoughts. And then we're changing that. We're consciously becoming more competent. And then eventually it becomes unconscious or subconscious competence. And the last quote, and this is almost something you can repeat with me or you can perhaps trying to internalize as best as possible because it's more of a statement of a mantra. This day, I vow to myself to love myself, to treat myself as someone I love truly and deeply. In my thoughts, my actions, the choices I make, the experiences I have, each moment I am conscious, I make the decision I love myself. While we don't always have to like ourselves, what we did, how we feel, our thoughts, our limiting beliefs. It is so important that we remind ourselves that we love ourselves. We're the person we spend all the time with, and we need to take care of ourselves more like we should take care as a good parent of children. And that entails tough self-love sometimes. That entails discipline. That entails making time for yourself. That entails positivity as well, and being kind to yourself. So I'm going to say this again and try to really internalize it. This day, I vow to myself to love myself, to treat myself as someone I love truly and deeply. In my thoughts, my actions, the choices I make, the experiences I have, each moment I am conscious, I make the decision, I love myself. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.